Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, The Lord is My Shepherd. What does that mean? Psalm 23:1, The Lord is my shepherd. What should that mean for the Christian when we make that statement and we declare this truth and read this, rehearse it in our own ears? The Lord is my shepherd. Well, what does it mean? Well, it means that I'm a creature, that there is one who is greater than I am lower than he. That means also that I have a certain type of nature that is contrary to his nature. The shepherd is a person, and the sheep is an animal. Well, the Lord being our shepherd, he is God. There is absolutely no night or light or darkness in him. He is absolute light, and there is no darkness in him at all. But in us, comparing the Christian, we find that there is much darkness. When we would do good, then evil is present with us. There is a war that goes on. We have the old nature and the new nature. The flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And so there is this war, this battle, this strife that labors, that goes on. I'm different from the Lord, but he has given to us this we've been made a partaker of his holy nature. What does it mean when I say the Lord is my shepherd? It says that I am one of many. Now, we are all different in one sense of the word. He has made us all with a unique personality, a unique fingerprint. We are made in a different way. But then again, we are all alike. We all have the same basic sinful nature. We have been made partakers of his divine nature through faith in Jesus Christ if we are saved. That's the way that we're alike and the ways that we're different. The Lord is my shepherd. Well, that means the shepherd has a purpose for me. He has a purpose for you. You are his. You've been created in his own image. You've been made into his, for his purpose. The shepherd has definitely a purpose for you. Just think of this. The Lord brought you and me into this world, into this place, to be on the stage of life at this time to do His purpose. Just think of all of those who've gone before us. They serve the Lord in their day, but He has you where He wants you to be today, or He is working in your life to get you to the place where you ought to be. We have a very definite purpose in this life, and it's been given to us by the Lord. Also, when I say the Lord is my shepherd, it means that I am the property of the shepherd. I'm not my own. He owns us three times as Christians. He owns us in that He created us. He owns us in that He has redeemed us. He owns us in that He has moved us to consecrate ourselves unto Him day by day, presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto Him. Yes, we are His property, and we are not to tell Him how to use and how to dispose of His property. We're not our own. We belong to Him. When I say the Lord is my shepherd, I mean to declare that I certainly have needs, and those needs He will supply. I can go to Him with all of my needs. I don't have to wonder, can He take care of this need today? Will He be able to supply my need? The shepherd knows the sheep. The shepherd provides for the sheep. We think of the scriptures that are found in the book of Genesis chapter 17, when the Lord declares to Abraham that He is the Lord God Almighty. That means He is the nourisher of us. And a little baby, when it's born, gets all of its nourishment from its mother, cannot eat meat and other more difficult-to-eat foods. It has to go to the mother. And the idea for us when we look upon the Lord is that He is the one who provides all of our needs, all of the days of our lives. The little child will look to its mother for its milk, and we look to the Lord for sustenance and how He will sustain us. And when we say, the Lord is my shepherd, we're declaring, I should look to Him. I must look to Him. I am aware of my need for looking unto Him. I'll not complain about what He provides. I'll not complain about where He leads. I'll not complain about the task that He has set before me. For He is the shepherd. He's good, and He's merciful. He's long-suffering. He is the faithful God, and He is the all-sufficient God. So when I say the Lord is my shepherd, I want to praise Him by the way I live and show that I need Him all the time. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.